Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair is visiting Washington today to address a joint meeting of the House and Senate and talk with President Bush. The two later will answer reporters' questions about their justification for going to war in Iraq and the failure to find any weapons of mass destruction. Warren Hoag is the London correspondent for the New York Times. The visit's only lasting a few hours. It's considerably scaled down. Why is that?
I don't know exactly why they did that. It might be that Blair is making a trip on to Tokyo, Seoul, Hong Kong, Beijing, Shanghai, and fit it in to the larger journey. So I wouldn't want to read any significance into that. There also is the aspect of the Medal of Honor, which at one point was supposed to be awarded to him on this trip and has now been held up. The British press has sort of gone to town on that, saying this is an obvious effort by the Blair people to distance themselves from President Bush, who is not a very popular figure here in Britain. But I think actually that was just a bureaucratic thing where the bill to mint the coin was not fully passed and signed.
Well, Blair's likely to get much warmer reception in the U.S. Congress than the one he's been receiving from the British Parliament.
Absolutely. He's much more popular in the United States than he is here right now. He's really at the worst patch he's been in the 6 years he's been in government, and particularly the element of trust, which has always been an important thing for him. Blair is a political person who makes quite a personal appeal to voters, saying, trust me, I'm sincere, I really believe in what I'm doing, even if you don't support it entirely. And that trust aspect has really been damaged by the argument over the validity of intelligence and the dispute over whether the government massaged, manipulated, exaggerated it to dramatize the threat that Saddam Hussein represented.
I know his poll numbers are down, but is he in serious trouble?
He's not in serious trouble because there is no alternative to him in British politics. The Conservative Party remains very weak and cannot really be thought of as a future party of government. The election here has to be by 2005, will probably be in 2004. So he's not in trouble that way, but he's in trouble with his own party, and that's going to undercut his authority to do a lot of the reforms in domestic affairs that really was at the centerpiece of what he calls the New Labour Project. You know, he calls his Labour Party New Labour to dramatize the fact that it's broken away from its old socialist background.
Unlike President Bush, he continues to stand by the allegation that Saddam Hussein was trying to obtain weapons-grade uranium in Africa.
What the Brits are saying is that they obtained that information from independent intelligence sources. We think it might have been France, and that the French might have specifically said, do not pass this along to Washington. That's at least the argument the government is making, is that they were not depending upon the forged documents or the faulty intelligence that that President Bush has distanced himself from.
Warren Hoag is London correspondent for the New York Times.